never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. David, Mock Draft Mania. Why have I agreed to do this? All right, against my better judgment, the first of many. David will spotlight a mock draft that has been released, but we're not doing it like most ding-dongs. We're not just going down the list. The 10 most interesting things that David just saw. Not that.
This one seems to be jumping around every mock draft here, and that is Abdul Carter goes number one. I think that's happening.
All right, so Rico, you take lead. You believe they will bypass the quarterback and take the edge from Penn State?
I do, because Mike, you've been saying it, hey, if Drake May came out in this draft, he would have been the first quarterback taken. Abdul Carter, I think, is the best overall player. That's better than Travis Hunter, better than anybody. He's going to be that Micah Parsons minus all the baggage, and you're going to have be able to control him for the next five seasons. Absolutely. I could easily see him going number one.
Okay.
So then the next one on this list that's interesting, we're going to skip to pick number three.
Okay. Oh, the New York.
It is the New York Giants. Their biggest needs are quarterback, tackle, and defensive back.
And they take Travis Hunter.
And they take Cam Ward.
Oh.
They Here's do not the deal. Take Travis in this one.
Here's the deal with Cam Ward. Highest ceiling, lowest floor. I think Shedeur Sanders is, quote, a safer pick. Cam Ward could be Jaden Daniels. He could be Akili Smith. Mm-hmm. Cam plays fast and loose. He played in a terrible ACC. And his career, it's all about, wait, no. Yes. No. Oh, F no. Look, I understand why. But he needs tutelage. He needs a supporting cast. He needs to be taught how to play within a framework. Does any of that sound like the New York Giants?
No. To me, it kind of sounds like Anthony Richardson minus the tapping out of a game.
You are a whore.
No. Where everything you said, high ceiling, he could do this. But
didn't say he was Ray Charles.
But at the time, Anthony Richardson, he was going to, the Colts got a deal.
You know who loved Anthony Richardson? Jim, not a quarterback evaluator. All right, go ahead, David.
Number five, the Jacksonville Jags can pretty much really take anybody
here. Can I take a guess?
Sure.
My guy, a man who was built to be a New York football giant, Mr. Mason Graham.
They do take Mason Graham. Sorry, Rico. You can guess on the next one. Okay. They take Mason Graham.
I love Mason Graham, and he may end up being the best player in this draft. I think he's just a complete disruptor. Wrecking ball. I want to put him next to Dexter Lawrence and watch people cry.
Now, is there any way that it goes 1-2 defensive line where it goes Carter, Graham?
I don't think the Browns could get away with it. I just don't. Do you?
Only unless they've made a trade and got a quarterback in there already.
Or traded Garrett, got a ton of other picks, et cetera, tear it all down.
Right. Or, yeah, let's, you know, they swapped out and now they're sitting there with Chicago pick 10.
As we sit here on February 19th, you kind of feel like one of these QBs falls, right?
Or they just go and say, hey, we're going to go get an established QB and we're going to just build all around him with the draft.
Next.
Number 12, the Dallas Cowboys select
Jeanty.
Ashton Jeanty.
It's the most Cowboy pick of all. There's nothing else to say.
And you know what, David? I don't think they take him at 12. I think they trade up.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, my
God. Look,
because all of a sudden there'll be a rumor, hey, you know, the Patriots are going to take him.
I don't wish this on Ashton Jeanty at all. Kid deserves so much better. I mean, Jeanty is a guy, the first guy never tackles him. You know what'll happen? He goes to Dallas, fellas. He'll be out of the league in 4 years. He'll take so much punishment. Overnight, he'll turn into Rodney Hampton. I want to see him go somewhere where he can flourish, not be Saquon 2.0 and the first 5 years of his life is ruined.
Gets picked up at the airport by Zeke Elliott, son. Buckle up.
Let me move backwards because I forgot to mention this one at number 7. Because this one just doesn't make sense to me. The Jets take Will Johnson.
Love it.
Because they're about to lose DJ Reed.
They've got Sauce.
They need defensive line, though.
Now, Sauce, Will Johnson, and who plays more man covered than anybody?
Aaron Glenn.
Bang.
Now, the problem is, because much like Aaron Glenn here, your corners get better when you get a defensive
That's
line.
That's what I'm saying. They got one.
Now, hold on.
No. But to me, I wouldn't do it, but I understand why they're doing it. Because there's the man coverage, Will Johnson, Sauce Gardner. And Will's going to get a baptism by fire because most people are going to try to avoid Sauce, though the luster came off of Sauce during the season last year. He was starting to get toasted a little bit.
But he also was on the field, off the field, weird injury reports. Go ahead.
Yeah, all Detroit defensive backs there for them. Number 14, the Indianapolis Colts select tight end Tyler Warren. Does that help Anthony Richardson?
Look, the defense is their biggest problem. It just is.
Right.
But if we're looking at how to help a quarterback, a do-it-all tight end in the Brock Bowers mold, yes, even blindfolded Anthony Richardson could probably get it. Yeah, I could go there.
And I see what Bowers did, and you're looking at all the tight ends throughout the league, and let's face it, the Colts are probably thinking, you know what the best way to help our defense? Score more points.
Let's go over to 16 for the Arizona Cardinals. They were 8-9 this year.
Wide receiver.
They need an edge, D-line, or a wide receiver. They take James Pierce.
Yeah, Pierce, look, it depends on what game you watched. Certain games, you're going, this guy's as good as Abdul Carter. Other games, he looked like Coach Carter. And you're like, what is this? It's up to James Pierce what he wants to do. Because when he's on, he's nasty. I dig it.
Yeah, and I've seen him anywhere from like 7 or 8. I've seen him as low as the Lions taking him at 28.
Okay, if that happens, somebody released a bong mask. There's no way he'll be there at 28.
Right, I'm just saying. He's one of those guys. Look, every year there's that.
Look at the guaranteed money to Dak on Rico's screen.
$89.9 million.
Cap it.
But every year there's that N'Kobe Dean, that guy you're like, wait, he's falling. Why is he falling? Maybe that could be him.
So the Denver Broncos at 20, you remember Jimmy Graham and the offense that Sean Payton ran?
Yes.
Well, they would have Colston Loveland.
Love it. That's talked about. Broncos or Chargers for Colston Loveland would be an absolute home run from day one.
Yeah.
Love it.
And there's your dark horse for Rookie of the Year.
Love it. 80 catches.
Much like Brock Bowers was for the Raiders. Just something to watch out for.
Wish my team made sense for things.
You got the number 3 pick. You got the pick of the litter.
Yeah, that's great.
Super. Another pick that is interesting to me, at least. Number 24, the Minnesota Vikings take Malachi Starks, safety. Now, I personally think he's a top 10 pick, but they don't take safeties.
Well, safeties in the top have 10. So much variance.
Right.
And when you look at the way they run their defense, Harrison Smith ain't getting any younger. I still, if I'm Minnesota, I want to invest in J.J. McCarthy. Look, obviously, if J.J. gets traded or something happens this offseason, we change our opinion. that offensive line, that running game. Like, I would reinvest.
Yeah.
Because JJ needs a lot of help. He's brand new.
Yeah, because your left tackle got injured, and the one you brought in is going to leave. So.
Darisaw and Cam Robinson.
So now let's close it out here. Wait, with
pick
two
11?
More. Yeah, we're going to close it out here with two more. The Detroit Lions at number 28. I'll give you that in a second, Rico. Number 28, the Lions select Derek Harmon out of Oregon.
That'd be a good. That would be a really good pickup.
Couldn't just say Michigan State to make us feel good.
Well, he went to Oregon last year, so I'm going to go with his last school.
You know what, David? That's fair because we claim Kenneth Walker, and he was only there for 1 year.
Correct.
So they, you know what? That's
correct.
Fair. But yes, Harmon on that defensive line. Space eater, something that you need.
He's disruptive.
Yes.
Great pass rush win rate as well.
Yeah.
No, I'd be fine with it.
The Bills at 30 take Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle out of Michigan.
You know what? They need a guy like Grant.
They do.
They need the size. All jokes.
They do.
They in this instance, size indeed matters, people. Kenneth Grant on an undersized D-line next to Ed Oliver, who's more disruptor than space eater. It makes total sense. Now, let's go to pick 11, the privileged pick.
Let me guess. Offensive line?
It is offensive line.
What about the kid from Texas, Kelvin Banks?
It is not him. He goes later.
Ohio State?
It is Ohio State, Josh Simmons. Coming off the ACL injury, he would have been probably the first tackle taken off the board if it wasn't for that injury, though. So,
I mean, sit a year behind Williams?
No.
He can play right tackle
this year. Thank you. Not sitting. You don't have that kind of time.
Put him at right tackle and then move him over once your guy retires.
They got plenty of time, especially once they get Micah Parsons.
Oh, God. Don't let that happen.
You cannot have a window of 20 years.
Why not?
I'll tell you one thing. That window slammed shut the minute they paid that hayseed farmer.
Oh, no. Thanks to the cap, he's going to get his money.
Yeah, he's going to get $55 million a year to be
All he does is win.
He sucks.
He wins.
I'm sorry. Do you have a ring? Uh-oh. Do you have a parade? Just saying.
Wow, a lot closer than you.
Okay. Okay.
At least we
all in the same
You two
basket.
Can continue to fight during the break. 97-1.
We can both agree that the Giants suck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. Everybody hold on to your asses. I got something for you. This is very, very exciting here. So we were just talking about, hey, Myles Garrett or Vlad Guerrero Jr., you get to make one bold move, which is it? Why? Great points both ways. But you peruse a little bit, and it's serendipitous. A Myles Garrett trade proposal on Sporting News. Okay. 8 moving pieces. Now, this is going to require some thought. And for the Brad bots, I think the answer is going to end up being a no. But hear me on this. Ready? The Detroit Lions send the following to the Cleveland Browns. Get your pencils out, people. We know. A 2025 first round pick, number 28 overall.
Okay.
2025 third round pick, number 101. Your 2026 first round pick, your 2026 third round pick, and the dead body of Broderick Martin. In exchange, the Browns send Edge Miles Garrett, a 2025 fifth rounder, pick 165, and the 2026 second round pick. Pencils down. Are you making that move? So essentially, you're swapping if you believe you're going to be really good the next 2 years. Let's say you believe in 2026, you're picking between 25 and 32. You're moving out of that spot and you're getting Cleveland's two, where I hate to break it to you, they're not going to be that great. But
it could be 35 to 37.
Call it 45, 50. Whatever it is, you're going to get a top 50 player. So you're moving out of that first round pick. You will have 2 second round picks in 2026. You give up your first each of the next 2 years. You give up your third each of the next 2 years. But why is it relevant?
Oh, I can tell you why, but go ahead.
No. Hold on a second.
Yes. You get the tax, the NFL minority hiring tax. Because Aaron Glenn is a Jets head coach, you get 2 third round selections for the next 2 years, which basically means you're giving away house money.
So two firsts plus Aaron Glenn and the dead body of Broderick Martin. I get Garrett a 5 and a 2.
I would do this every day. I would do this deal right now because, in essence, here's what you're really trading away when you look at this. You're gambling on yourself. You're gambling away next year's number one pick. Because I look at your number one pick this year is Miles Garrett. So if you could get him at pick 28, you would take him. So that's irrelevant. The third rounders, You can't miss what you never had. They're gone.
Interesting part here. The fifth in this deal is the pick you gave Cleveland for Za'Darius Smith.
So you get it back?
Okay. Would you do it? This is an actual formulated, I know it's a little complex for radio, but work with us on this. You give up pick 28, pick 101, your first and third next year, and Broderick Martin. You get Miles Garrett. You get pick 165 this year, and you get a 2026 second-round pick.
Yeah,
I do the deal.
Because here's the other thing. Because,
one up.
Because this team is loaded, you're drafting depth at this point.
Think about if you keep Za'Darius Smith and acquire Miles Garrett. You could bring back Marcus Davenport on a one-year prove-it deal.
So you're right. You basically got Za'Darius Smith for free.
And with your second-round pick this season, since you're trading your first, take a D tackle.
Mm-hmm. Because you know somebody's going to slide out the first round.
Yep.
And they're going to be sitting there like, wow, I can't, like Brian Branch. Like, again, I can't believe you got him at this pick.
You're sitting with $45 million in cap space. The announcement earlier, while you were hard at work, the news broke. Cap's going up from 255 to a minimum of 277. That's a $22 million increase, roughly, what, 7.5%? Pardon me, I went to Michigan State. I didn't go to Yale. The point is, Rico and I are like Voltron. We're doing the deal. I think the fact you're getting a 2 back, you're getting your 5th back that you gave up for Za'Darius, you're getting Miles Garrett, I'm doing it. Is it a lot? Of course it is. And you know what? Maybe it's not a great radio topic. That's a lot to remember while you're driving on 696. I do understand that. But I do that deal.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah, just remember, you're giving up 2 ones and 2 threes for the next 2 years. The third round selections are the Aaron Glenn picks that the NFL is giving you.
From the Triple XL update desk, TJ Lang reminding me. Thank you, big guy. The Lions are also getting a third/fourth round compensation for losing Jonah Jackson. All the picks. All the picks.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, basically, if you're driving in a car, you're giving up this year and next year's number one.
Do the deal.
Number three for the next 2 years, compensation picks.
Do the deal.
And you're in return, you're going to get the fifth this year and a second next year. And Myles Garrett.
If I get a single call bemoaning the loss of Broderick Martin, I'm walking out of here.
Right. You know what you're not? You're not giving up J-Mo.
No.
You're not giving up Gibbs. You're not giving up any of your star players. You're giving up Broderick Martin.
And in a lot of ways, you're giving up picks that were gifted to you.
Right. And your number one selection this year, unless it was a linebacker, probably ain't playing this year.
Well, I think if you took a D lineman at 28, they're in the rotation.
They're in the rotation. Yeah, but maybe not starting, but in the rotation.
But they ain't Myles Garrett.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Think of the number one. Think of your first round selection.
Let me tell you
something. Myles Garrett.
Rico, I would. Okay.
The only pick that you're really gambling on is next year's number one.
I would do this very same deal for Max Crosby. I would do the very same deal for Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it for Trey Hendrickson. That's a different. Trey Hendrickson's way cheaper.
This pick, this only, it blows up in your face if you a rash of injuries on the offense.
Or
your quarterback
Garrett
goes down, and now you're sitting there next year, and you have the eighth pick overall because you just had too many injuries, and now it's like, oh my goodness, we gave up pick number.
Do you want this deal, Lions fans? Even if you have been on the we don't need Myles Garrett thing, in the aggregate, you're only losing two picks. Your first this year, your first next year, your third this year, your third next year. But you're getting a two back. You're getting another third round pick from Jonah Jackson. You're getting two thirds from Aaron Glenn getting hired. You're not really destroying your cachet. And you're getting Myles Garrett. 248-539-9797. I know that's probably complicated for radio. This is a bad job by me.
No.
David, your thoughts.
Yeah, you make this deal all day, every day.
That's why it has no shot of happening.
Probably. You're probably right. But
now that you may be correct.
Everyone is saying do the deal. I mean, you got yes, 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 as Craig in the car. I stopped listening after you said Myles Garrett. The answer is yes. Someone else says make that move now. Jason in Heartland. Yes, 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 please God, yes. I would do this straight yesterday.
Is with the way the draft board is shaped up this year, very deep on the defensive line. So you having a second round pick, I'm with Rico on this. There's an ability to draft a first round defensive tackle or first round defensive lineman. And if this season didn't teach you anything, you can't have enough of them.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, in 2 years, when you get that extra second-round pick with yours, you can move up to late in the first round if you really see that guy. And just trade those two number twos for that one.
Well, and here's the thing, and I'll kind of relate this to the topic we opened up the show with. When they get more TV money from another deal, now the cap is...
The cap will be over $300 million in 2026.
I mean, make the deal, because you have plenty of room on the cap.
How long do Rico and I have to tell you the cap ain't real? I mean, as Rico always famously puts it, how has someone not put a foreclosure sign out in front of the Caesars Dome in New Orleans? There's $60 million over the cap now.
Right. They just had the Super Bowl. It's like, didn't you used to have a team here? Yeah.
They shouldn't be able to flush a toilet.
No.
Lions have $45 million cap space.
Brother, they're getting paid in beignets.
Wow.
Because they're so far over the cap, but somehow they manage to field the team every year.
Here's a question, too. If you don't want to do this deal, why? Like, I'm not going to vilify you just because I don't understand you. But you give up pick 28, pick 101. You give up a 1 and a 3 next year in the dead body of Broderick Martin. You get Garrett. You get a fifth this year, the fifth you gave up to get Za'Darius Smith. And you get a second round pick in 26. Who's not doing this deal? And candidly, knowing that the cap went up by a lot today, what excuse do the Lions have to not get a Myles Garrett type player this offseason? Whether it's Garrett, Hendrickson, Parsons, or Max Crosby. That type of guy. What excuse do they have?
Oh, you're right. That you don't have any because you have to be aggressive unless you're in the let them cook camp.
But I, no. You don't get to be in that camp if you don't talk about the recipe. If you don't explain why that outweighs this.
If anything, you saw that you need some help on your defensive line, you should be overly aggressive, whether you're bringing somebody in with the pick or what or free agent. I would rather just go and get the player that's ready right now. That's why I said, do what you got to do to get Garrett here. Make it happen.
248-539-9797. All right, college basketball. Rico was at Lob City last night. I don't know where MSU got 10 dunks from, but it happened. I watched. All right, to the people. This hypothetical Miles Garrett trade, Sporting News. Rico and I, David, we all sign off on it. Not in a YOLO kind of way. No, I mean, we talk through this. 2020, here, I'm just going to, this is the quicker way. You're first and third this year, you're first and third next year in the dead body of Broderick Martin. You get Miles Garrett, you get a fifth this year, the one you dealt for Za'Darius Smith. You get the Browns' second round pick in 2026.
Which I think could be a top 40 pick.
Deal's done. Cap goes up $22 million, deal's done. What do you say? We go to Jason and find out, 97.1. Jason, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Good. How are you guys? Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I would love to make this trade. I would make it in a heartbeat. I think there's one person that probably would not make this trade, and that would be Brad Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that he really loves his draft picks, and he has this mindset that he can take these draft picks and make them into a Jahmyr Gibbs and a J-Mo. And so I think because of that might be pushback and the reason why he won't end up making that trade if it becomes available.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. There's no gotcha, but you know how this show feels about that mindset. Can you name a Super Bowl champion who actually won it without making a bold move? Who just drafted and developed and signed? I can't name one.
I completely agree with you, and that's really been the crutch of mediocre franchises compared to your Kansas Cities or your Philadelphia Eagles. So if the Lions can make that big step, then I have full confidence in us, you know, next year or in 2026 playing in the Super Bowl and possibly winning the whole thing.
Yeah, and look, Jason, the point I make is with these draft picks, what we're really talking about, none of them equate to Miles Garrett in the next 24 months. None of them. I mean, it would have to be a 1 in 1,000 type thing where you draft a player in the third round and he turns from day one into Lawrence Taylor. I mean, there's just no combination of these picks that equate to now, day one, Miles Garrett, right?
Right.
Yep.
So that's...
But personally, I would rather have Max Crosby over Miles Garrett. So
okay, no issue.
If it costs another third or a fourth in there to get Crosby as opposed to Garrett, I'm going to do it because he's, what, 3 years younger?
Yeah, and you know what? This is why we've said it. I don't control what other people do. There are four premium DN/edge rushers. They're all slightly different, but they're all really good. Yeah. Hendrickson, Parsons, Garrett, Crosby. You get one of those four, mission accomplished. That's why. I'm not dying on the hill.
No, and I think I know what you're going to say. They had Michael Jordan, the Chiefs.
No, because the Chiefs went out and, first of all, paid immense money for Joe Tooney. They went out and got Juwan Taylor. They have gone out and made bold moves at the wide receiver spot.
I'm talking about the last, not the the last time they beat the Eagles, unless you count Juju Smith-Schuster as a major acquisition.
No.
But they have the quarterback. So, but other than that, no. I was just kind of looking through.
I know.
But yes, other than that, Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady, yes. They went out there and they made
and by the way, the Eagles. Every time the Eagles have gotten to a Super Bowl, it's on the heels of bold Howie Roseman stuff. So the other problem in all of this is if you don't do this type of deal, look, just go ahead and let Miles Garrett go to Washington. I mean, it went so well when you faced them last time.
Yeah.
And again, our defense wasn't held. Guys, I am aware of that. Your defense didn't turn the ball over five times. You don't get to blame that. I'm sorry, did I miss Aiden in his wheelchair throwing the football to the other team five times?
No, you did not.
Go to Brian, 97.1. What's up, Brian?
Good afternoon, gents.
How are you, sir?
Great. How you doing?
Excellent. What do you make of all this?
The ink couldn't dry fast enough on that deal. Get her done, man. Get her done.
He's with me.
Brian, I'm with you. So let me ask you a question. Why is it that this feels so far-fetched? Do you really have no expectation they'll be bold this offseason?
No, because like the previous caller said, Holmes has a hard time trading his picks. I don't know if somebody like Spielman and Campbell will have to speak in each year to say, make the trade, make it happen. Somebody's got to do it because I don't know if Holmes will do it by himself.
It's going to be fascinating. And again, he was on the other end of a big trade where he dealt the player to get the picks in the Matthew Stafford thing. But again, Stafford wanted out. So there wasn't really a willful choice there.
Holmes doesn't have to prove anybody that he can draft well. We know that from his history over the last few years. Now's the time to make the bold move, get it done. And if you think, you're the quarterback on the other team, and you got Garrett on one side and Hutch and McNeil in the middle. You're going to have James Houston pants every week for the other quarterback.
That's exactly right. No, you're right. And I mean, Brian, look, I'm still a believer they need to add to the defensive tackle rotation as well. But when I'm looking at, okay, we got to win a Super Bowl. All right, well, the Philadelphia Eagles are the target now, right? What are they bringing to town? The best offensive line in football, the best running game in football, plus a mobile QB, plus elite wide receivers. Well, how do I begin stopping that? All right, Aiden definitely helps. But when you ask the question of who am I putting opposite Aiden, please don't sell me pick 28. That's going to be the difference because that's just...
Because chances are pick 28 is not going to be that instant impact. That's why going back to the question of whether you want Vlad or Garrett can give you instant impact. Pick 28 takes some time, much like Aiden took a little
time. If they're any good at all.
Correct.
You could use pick 28, and it's the defensive end version of Terrion Arnold. Is that going to be an upgrade? Now, again, I think Terrion can be a good player, but he had a lot of highs and a lot of lows. Rakestraw didn't play at all, right? All the let Brad Cook people. All right, well,
he redshirted, yeah.
No, here. You know what? Let Brad cook. No, Howie Roseman cooked. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. That's cooking. So, let's be fair. He's not infallible. And I'm trying to win now.
Right.
That's the difference. If we had 3 years, it's a different conversation.
Well, I think you did, but I think right now you're in year three. So that's why it is win now.
Yeah. Yes. That's, again, but, we're villainous. 248-539-9797. David, anything you'd like to add? No? You're done? You've had enough?
No, we're good.
All right. We'll get to a football today.
I still can't believe Dax owed $90 million.
It's a $90 million cap hit. Can you imagine?
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.